the picture was taken on the Saturday, which was the 25th May, yeah, Pierhead. And the live o'clock was about 10 past 12 to a quarter past 12.
10 past 12.
Yeah. And it's the first time in my experience that I've ever carried the flag without following a band. I was actually following a troop of Chinese dancers with a big drum. And it was. And I thought I was in a pagoda. On my left flank was also a red ensign. But I was carrying the original ensign with no frills on it. The left-hand side had a braid on it, which it's the ensign, but a bit fancy. The right-hand side was, I think, the Merchant Navy Association. And then there was the Vindicator flag, the Indefatigable, and I think the Legion. From there we marched around the corner to the memorial for seamen. And there we usually have a bugler. This time we didn't have a bugler. We were supposed to have a bell, and we would have tolled 8 bells at the time of the Lord's Prayer, but that never occurred, to no fault of ours. One of our young ladies who comes here, Margaret Doyle, she gave a wonderful rendering of Star of the Sea, unaccompanied, but she had a nice voice. And then the various vicars gave their accounts, you know. After that, we lowered the flags in respect for those that died in the Battle of the Atlantic. There wasn't very many vets, because there's not many left. And as time goes on, that will probably be the last time you'll see a commemoration for the Battle of the Atlantic. I would think so. I don't think they'll have another one. On the Sunday, there was the Anglican Cathedral, which I wasn't very happy with, because the red ensign was not given the position in the parade which it should have done. The parade was led by the ensign, the white ensign, at the Royal Navy. The red ensign was relegated to the stern, which it is on any ship anyhow. But I was under the opinion that in the march, the red ensign would lead the vets. This never occurred. And as I said, I wasn't very happy. But we just carried on in the true tradition of seamen. And we carried the flag, irrespective of its position. I hope everyone enjoyed themselves as I did. And I think all those in the church enjoyed themselves.